neću da vam kažem otvoreno, ali liči mi na prekršaj jedne od zapovesti sa druge ploče. One što govori ne uzimaj ništa što je tuđe. A uzeli ste bratu 4 minuta njegovog vremena. Ej, vidi ga, molim te. Znate šta je? Krađe se ne računaju po vrednosti, nego po sadržaju. Nemojte mi samo reći da niste prekršili danas ni jednu zapovest. Molim? Verovatno da smo isti. Možda sam ja prekršio neku drugu, ali ovdje se nisam makao.
We now come to the fifth topic.
A sada se prihvatamo pete tematike. Molim profesore da prestanu.
A new question arises about the year 1920.
Negdje oko 1920. godine pojavilo se novo pitanje.
What is fundamentalist in Adventism?
A šta je to fundamentalističko u adventizmu?
This period in Adventist history will last roughly from 1920 to 1955.
Ovaj period u adventizmu trajaće, grubo govoreći, od 20. godine do negde 55.
And 955. Here we will enter into a new stage for the struggle for identity.
A onda ćemo doći u onaj položaj kada će nastati borba za identitet.
This stage in Adventist history, the church will have to face up to the problem of modernism.
U tom stadijumu svog postojanja crkva je morala da se pozabavi, da se bori sa modernizmom.
And the new ideas that have infiltrated both the world around them and the church.
Sa novim idejama koje potresaju svet oko crkve, ali potresaju i crkvu.
That is the larger Christian church.
To znači potresaju crkvu hrišćansku kao celinu.
We will see that in the 1920s this is an era of polarization.
Vidjet ćemo da je 20. godine su bile era polarizacije.
That it's very difficult to remain neutral in the heated atmosphere of this 1920s decade.
Bilo je veoma teško ostati neutralan u ovim vatrenim diskusijama u toku te dekade 20. godine.
It becomes very difficult to stay in the middle of the road.
Ali je veoma teško bilo ostati na sredini druma.
During this time period we will examine 3 topics.
U toku ovog perioda mi ćemo razmatrati 3 teme.
The first will be the historical context during the 1920s.
Prvo će biti historijski kontekst u toku 20-ih.
The second will be issues in Adventism during the 1920s.
Drugo će biti pitanja adventizma u toku 20-ih.
And the third will be the absolutely crucial role of M. L. Andreasen in the development of Adventist theology.
A treće će biti veoma sudbonosna uloga koju je odigrao Andreasen u razvitku adventističke teologije.
In terms of the historical context,
što se tiče historijskog konteksta,
New ideas had been developing over the past 70 or more years.
Nove ideje su se razvijale u toku proteklih 70-ak ili više godina.
They would develop first in Europe.
One su se razvijale prvo u Evropi.
And eventually come to the US.
I onda su konačno stigle i u Sjedinjene Države.
And these new ideas will be at very much problematic proportions by the 1920s.
A negde 20-ih godina te nove ideje dobile su neku vrstu problematičnih proporcija.
At the center of these ideas are the theories of Charles Darwin.
One su gledale u svom centru teorije Charlesa Darwina.
And macroevolution.
I makroevolucije.
Uh, which certainly set forth a different view of reality than we find in Genesis.
Koje svakako nas suočavaju sa različitim gledanjima na realnost opisanu u prvoj knjizi Mojsijevoj.
And whereas at one time the biblical worldview had been the dominating worldview in the West,
dok je u jedno vreme biblijski način gledanja na početak dominirao mišljenjima ljudi na zapadu,
by the 1920s the Darwinian model will be in the supremacy nearly everywhere.
Oko 20. Godina ovoga prošloga veka, jer mi smo sad u drugom, darwinski pogled na svet je na neki način postao predominantan na zapadu.
Even in the mainline Protestant churches.
Čak i u protestantskim crkvama onog osnovnog smera.
Another concept that would accompany Darwinism.
Jedan drugi koncept koji je pratio darwinizam
is best thought of as social Darwinism.
To je takozvani socijalni darwinizam.
Not only do animals and human organisms evolve across time,
ne samo da se ljudski i životinski organizmi evoluiraju u toku vremena,
but so do social institutions from primitive to complex.
Već se i društvene institucije razvijaju od jednostavnih do složenih.
And very closely related to social Darwinism,
a veoma usko povezan sa takozvanim socijalnim darwinizmom,
is what might be thought of as the history of religions movement.
A to je ono što bi se moglo reći istorija religijskih pokreta.
That is that religion also has evolved.
Naime, da se i religija evolucionarno razvija.
Including Christianity.
Uključujući i hrišćanstvo kao religiju.
And that Moses and his time were quite primitive.
Da je Mojsije i njegovo vreme u religijskom pogledu da su bili vrlo primitivni.
And of course had a lot of superstitions and
da su gajili mnoge predrasude i slično.
Other mythological ideas.
Da su gajili druge mitološke ideje.
And even Paul and his time were fairly primitive compared with the 20th century.
Pa da su čak i apostol Pavle i njegovo doba bili prilično primitivni kad se uporede sa 20. vekom.
And religious ideas are evolving.
Da se naime i religijske ideje evolucionarno razvijaju.
Beyond the mythology and the fictions of an earlier age.
Iznad fikcija i ideja ranijeg doba.
Or even beyond some of the what they would call the more primitive concepts in the Bible.
Čak se razvijaju iznad nekih takozvanih primitivnih koncepta u samoj Bibliji.
Such as blood sacrifices.
Kao što su, na primer, krvne žrtve.
We've gone beyond that sort of thing.
Mi smo nadrasli takve vrste pojave.
As we continue to evolve.
I nastavljamo da se razvijamo.
Those three movements will overtake most of Protestantism.
Ova tri pokreta će preuzeti vlast u velikom delu protestantizma.
Along with the fourth movement.
Zajedno sa četvrtim pokretom.
And that is the scientific or critical study of Scripture.
A to je naime naučno ili kritičko proučavanje Biblije.
The Bible is not a supernatural book, they said.
Oni kažu Biblija nije nadprirodna knjiga.
It's just like any other book.
Ona je slična bilo kojoj drugoj knjizi.
With all of its problems,
sa svim njenim problemima,
it doesn't report some supernatural knowledge.
Ona ne prenosi neko nadprirodno znanje.
Rather the beliefs from some rather primitive people.
Ona razvija verovanje kod prilično primitivnih ljudi.
And so they undermine the traditional understanding of inspiration.
Prema tome, oni su na neki način potkopali to tradicionalno shvatanje nadahnuća.
The Bible is just another book.
Biblija je, dakle, samo još jedna knjiga.
The Hindus have the Upanishads.
Ovi Indijci imaju svoje Upanishade.
Islam has the Koran.
Islam ima Koran.
Christians have their Bible.
Hrišćani imaju Bibliju.
And all cultures have their great literatures.
I sve kulture imaju svoja velika literarna dela.
In the liberal view, the Bible became just another book.
Po liberalnom shvatanju, Biblija je postala samo još jedna knjiga više.
To be studied like any other book.
I oni su je i proučavali kao svaku drugu knjigu.
The crisis of these viewpoints,
krize ovih gledišta,
would come in the United States in the 1920s.
Došle su negde u Sjedinjenim Državama oko 20. godine.
And remember, up through the 1920s, the Adventist Church was still largely an American church.
A imajte na umu da je oko 20. početkom 20. godina Crkva Adventista Sedmog Dana bila pretežno američka crkva.
It had gone certainly to throughout the world, but most of Adventists still lived within the states.
Da, crkva se proširila po celom svetu, ali u to doba većina adventista je ipak i dalje živela u Sjedinjenim Državama.
As opposed to now, when only a very small percentage.
Dok danas je to veoma mali procenat adventista.
And so what happened is that these theories really came to the point of conflict by the 1920s.
I onda šta se dogodilo? Sve te teorije su na neki način došle u sukob oko 20. godina.
They'd had the same conflict in Western Europe, but it was a few years earlier.
Ali isti taj sukob se odigrao i u zapadnoj Evropi, ali nekoliko godina pre toga.
But during the 1920s, the Protestant church will split into two very distinct factions.
Međutim, negde oko 20. godina sama protestantska crkva rasturila se na dve veoma određene frakcije.
At one end of the spectrum would be what became known as liberals.
Na jednoj strani tog spektra nastalo je ono što danas nazivamo liberalima.
And the liberal theology will take over most of the theological seminaries for the training of ministers.
A ta liberalna teologija danas se predaje na većini seminara i uz njenu pomoć se priprema većina propovednika.
Well, what did these liberals believe?
Šta veruju ti liberali?
That human beings were naturally born good.
Da su ljudska bića po prirodi rođena dobra.
An optimistic view of human nature.
A to je na neki način optimističko gledanje na ljudsku prirodu.
Not the same view as the Bible, but then the Bible is just another book of superstitions.
Ne isto gledište kao što ga ima Biblija, ali Biblija je i tako još jedna knjiga puna predrasuda.
So humans are good.
Ljudi su dakle dobri.
Sin is not rebellion against God.
A greh nije pobuna protiv Boga.
It means you haven't had enough education.
To samo znači da se nisi dovoljno obrazovao, uzdigao.
Or your standard of living isn't high enough.
Da tvoj životni standard još nije dovoljno visok.
So if we can create social programs,
prema tome ako budemo stvorili socijalne programe,
and educate everybody,
a ako budemo obrazovali sve ljude,
sin will disappear.
Nestaće i greh.
If people have enough education and enough money.
Kada ljudi budu imali dovoljno obrazovanja i dovoljno novca.
A third point,
treća tačka,
is the minimalization of doctrine.
Je bilo minimiziranje doktrine.
Let's not worry about doctrine.
Nema brige, nema zašto da se zabrinjavamo zbog doktrine.
Let's just talk about Jesus.
Ajde da govorimo samo o Isusu.
Is the best illustration of the best man.
On je najbolja ilustracija najboljeg čovjeka.
Jesus is a good example.
Isus nam je dobar primjer.
In fact, that's what he really is, an ethical influence.
Da, on je to zaista što se tiče svog etičkog uticaja.
And they did away with the sacrificial, the substitutionary sacrifice.
I tako su oni odbacili njegovu zameničku žrtvu.
As a function of a pagan belief.
Kao neku vrstu funkcije paganskog sistema verovanja.
And of course they also did away with any belief in the incarnation or the resurrection.
Zatim odbacili su svako verovanje u utelovljenje, a isto tako i u vaskrsenje.
Those kinds of things they said aren't rational.
Oni kažu te stvari nisu racionalne, nisu razumne.
So you can see this is a very humanistic turn to Protestant religion.
Kao što vidite, došlo je do veoma humanističkog preokreta u protestantizmu.
Yeah, let's not worry about the transcendence and judgment of God.
Nemojte se zabrinjavati zbog transcendencije i suda Božjega.
But rather about his eminence and his love.
Već o njegovoj eminentnosti, o njegovoj ljubavi.
God works inside of human history.
Bog deluje u okviru ljudske istorije.
Thus the kingdom of God.
What?
The kingdom of God.
Carstvo Božje.
Will be brought about by the process of evolution.
Doći će na osnovu procesa evolucije.
As people get better and better.
Kada ljudi budu postajali sve bolji i bolji.
And finally create the kingdom of God.
I konačno sami stvorili carstvo Božje.
On earth.
Na zemlji.
In fact, they would write.
Stvari.
Evolution is God's way of doing things.
A ako su oni u pravu, onda je evolucija Božji način obavljanja poslova.
And as you might guess, there was no concept of miracles.
Kao što možete pogoditi, kod njih nije bilo koncepta o čudima.
Miracles, in their view, was a function of ignorance on the part of those who passed on the material.
Čuda, po njihovom mišljenju, samo su proizvod neznanja onih koji prenose glasine o čudima.
Ignorance informed by superstition.
A neznanje nastaje na osnovu sueverja.
So you can see that Protestant mainline churches,
kao što vidite, protestantske crkve tog osnovnog smera,
are becoming very humanistic.
Postale su vrlo humanističke.
And their basic authority is rationalism.
Njihov osnovni autoritet je racionalizam.
If it doesn't make good rational human sense, it's not true.
Ako nešto nije razumno, ako nešto nema smisla, onda nije istina.
And so their basic sense of authority is the human mind.
Prema tome, njihov osnovni autoritet je ljudski um.
Against liberalism, there will arise a counter-movement.
Protiv ovog liberalizma pojavio se suprotan pokret.
In order to protect protestantism.
Želeći da zaštiti onaj probitni protestantizam.
This movement will become known as fundamentalism.
Taj pokret je postao poznat pod imenom fundamentalizm.
And their doctrines, their list of fundamentals, fundamental beliefs.
Njihova lista doktrina, osnovnih verovanja.
Will be directly aimed at the liberal explanation or explaining away of Christianity.
Ta njihova lista fundamentalnih ili osnovnih verovanja bila je jasno uperena protiv liberala i njihovog, kako se to kaže, tumačenja osnov vere.
The fundamentalists will develop their own list of important ideas in Scripture.
Fundamentalisti razvijaju svoj niz važnih mišljenja o osnovnim pitanjima koja se postavljaju u Bibliji.
One would be the virgin birth.
Jedno od njih je bezgrešno začeće.
A second would be the substitutionary atonement of Christ as an atonement for sin.
Drugo je bilo Hristova zamenička žrtva kao pomirenje za greh.
A third would be the literal resurrection of Jesus from the dead.
A treće bi bila doslovno Hristovo vaskrsenje iz mrtvih.
A fourth would be the historicity of miracles.
A treće, istoričnost čuda.
Most of them would opt for creation over evolution.
Mnogi među njima prihvataju radije stvaranje nego evoluciju.
And many would accept the premillennial return of Christ.
A mnogi od njih prihvataju i premilenijalno dolaženje Isusa Hrista.
Now the Seventh-day Adventists could traditionally agree with all of those so far.
Sve do sada adventisti se tradicionalno mogu složiti sa svim ovim postavkama fundamentalista.
All of those beliefs were held by Adventism for all of its history.
U toku cele naše istorije mi smo se držali svih ovih pogleda.
But their most important fundamental.
Ali njihova najvažnija osnovna postavka
would be the one that deals with authority.
To je ona postavka povezana sa autoritetima.
For the liberals, the human mind was authority.
Za liberale, ljudski um je autoritet.
For the liberals, it will be an for the fundamentalists, it will be an inerrant Bible.
Inerrant Bible.
Inerrant, without possibility of mistake.
What?
Without the possibility of mistake.
What?
Beyond error. Inerrant.
Yeah, Bible is inerrant.
Yeah.
To je Biblija koja je nepogrešiva bez greške.
Not only an inerrant Bible, but one that is verbally inspired.
Ne samo Biblija kao takva, nego Biblija koja je verbalno nadahnuta.
That will be their central fundamental.
To je njihov osnovni fundament ili temelj.
Protecting the possibility of a Bible that could even have any one error.
Prema tome, oni hoće da zaštite Bibliju od svakog mogućeg prigovora da sadrži bilo kakvu grešku.
That last one,
ta posljednja,
was not held by early Adventists.
To posljednje gledište nisu prihvatili rani Adventisti.
Early Adventism had a moderate view of inspiration.
Jer prvi adventisti su imali umereno gledište o nadahnuću.
Although some Adventists did have a verbalist and inerrantist view.
Iako su neki adventisti verovali u verbalno nadahnuće Biblije.
But we'll come to the central position of the Adventist Church shortly.
Mi ćemo za kratko vreme stići do ove centralne pozicije adventističke crkve.
This will be a time in which the Protestant Church polarizes between liberal and fundamentalist wings.
Dakle, to je bilo doba kada su protestantske crkve podelile između liberalizma i s druge strane fundamentalizma.
There is no place for neutrality. No place for neutrality.
Nije bilo nikakvog mesta za neutralnost.
And very little place for moderation.
I nije bilo također dovoljno mesta ni za umerenost.
And Adventism during this decade will be polarized towards the fundamentalist position on inspiration.
I adventistički pokret u to doba polarizovao se na strani fundamentalista.
And that brings me to the second topic.
A to me dovodi do druge tematike.
The first topic is a polarizing context.
A prvo je polarizacija.
Which was really a very significant struggle in Christianity.
Koja je predstavljala jednu veoma značajnu borbu unutar hrišćanstva.
Between the biblical worldview,
između biblijskog pogleda,
and the new worldview crafted by Darwinian and related thought.
I novog sveta koji je nastao, koji je oblikovan Darwinovom teorijom.
Adventism will be caught in the middle of this struggle.
Adventizam je bio ubačen usred ove borbe.
And Adventism will be shifted unnaturally into the fundamentalist camp.
I Adventizam se na neki način gurnuo, bio je gurnut na stranu fundamentalizma, što je bilo neprirodno.
In the area of inspiration.
Na području nadahnuća.
Of course, Adventism in the 1920s had no temptation whatsoever towards liberalism.
Jer adventizam 20. Godina nije bio ni u najmanjem iskušenju da se opredeli za liberalizam.
We go into the decade very open on ideas of inspiration.
Mi smo ušli u ovu dekadu veoma otvoreni za ideje nadahnuća.
We will come out of it quite rigid.
A izašli smo prilično ukočeni iz ove dekade.
I'm going to read some from the 1919 Bible Conference.
Čitat ću vam neke izvode iz izveštaja o biblijskim konferencijama 20. godina.
Called by the General Conference President.
Koje je sazvao predsjednik generalne konferencije.
And met for several weeks.
Koje su trajale nekoliko sedmica.
I want you just to notice the openness on the ideas of inspiration.
Ja bih želio da zapazite tu otvorenost prema idejama nadahnuća.
Which was the year?
1919. Okay, I will just quote a few sections.
Ja ću citirati neke sekcije.
The president of the General Conference speaking.
Govori predsjednik generalne konferencije.
A.G. Daniels.
Daniels.
There are men who hold me right up as a doubter of the testimonies.
Kaže, ima ljudi koji me upravo sada smatraju sumnjičavim prema svjedočanstvima.
Because I take the position that the testimonies are not verbally inspired.
Zato što sam zauzeo stanovište da svjedočanstva nisu verbalno nadahnuta.
And that they've been worked up by secretaries.
I da su bila, da su ih napisale sekretarice.
And put in proper grammatical shape.
I stavljale ih, davale im pravilan gramatički oblik.
A few years ago,
pre nekoliko godina,
a man came onto the nominating committee.
Jedan čovjek je došao u odbor za naimenovanje.
And wanted me kept out of the presidency.
I želio da mene izbaci sa položaja predsjednika.
Because I did not believe the testimonies were verbally inspired.
Zato što nisam vjerovao da su svjedočanstva verbalno nadahnuta.
Daniel's replying later on to another point.
Daniel se odgovara na drugu tačku kasnije.
On that first point,
što se tiče te prve tačke,
I think this.
Ja mislim sljedeće.
That we are to get our interpretation from this book, meaning the Bible.
Da mi svoje tumačenje moramo izvlačiti iz ove knjige, a to je Biblija.
I think that the book explains itself.
Ja mislim da knjiga objašnjava sama sebe.
And I think we can understand the book fundamentally through the book.
Ja mislim da mi u osnovi knjigu možemo razumjeti preko knjige.
Without resorting to the testimonies to prove up on it.
Da ne oslanjajući se na svedočanstva da je razumem.
And he goes on another time.
I on nastavlja dalje i kaže.
Yes, but I've heard ministers say.
Da, čuo sam propovednike kako govore.
That the spirit of prophecy is the interpreter of the Bible.
Da je duh proroštva tumač Biblije.
I heard it preached at the General Conference some years ago.
Ja sam to čuo kao propoved na generalnoj konferenciji pre nekoliko godina.
When it was said that the only way we could understand the Bible.
Kada je bilo rečeno da jedini način na koji mi možemo da razumemo Bibliju
was through the writings of the spirit of prophecy.
Jeste putem spisa duha proroštva.
Another man says something.
Jedan drugi kaže sljedeće.
He also said it was an infallible interpreter.
I onda kaže, rekao je da je to nepogrešivi tumač.
Now you probably know who that man was.
Svakako da mislim da znate ko je taj čovjek.
That was A.T. Jones that had said that.
To je bio Jones koji je to rekao.
Prescott says later.
Prescott kaže kasnije.
How should we use the writings of the spirit of prophecy?
Kako se možemo služiti spisima duha proroštva?
As an authority by which to settle historical questions.
Kao autoritetom da rešavamo historijska pitanja.
Daniel's
odgovor.
Well, as I understand it,
ako ja to, kako ja to shvaćam,
Sister White never claimed to be an authority on history.
Sestra White nikad nije tvrdila da je autoritet po pitanjima historije.
And never claimed to be a dogmatic teacher on theology.
Ona nikad nije tvrdila da je dogmatski učitelj teologije.
She never outlined a course of theology.
Ona nikad nije ni opisala smer teologije.
She never claimed to be an authority on history.
Ona nikad nije tvrdila da je autoritet po pitanjima historije.
And as I have understood it,
ako sam ja to dobro shvatio,
where the history that related to the interpretation of prophecy was clear and expressive,
tamo gdje je istorija koja se odnosi na tumačenje proročanstva jasna i izražajna,
she wove it into her writings.
Ona ih je uklopila u svoje spise.
But I've always understood.
A ja sam uvek smatrao
that as far as she was concerned,
toliko daleko što se nje tiče,
she was ready to correct in revision such statements as she thought should be corrected.
Ona je uvek bila spremna da ispravi one navode za koje smatrala da ih treba ispraviti.
Prescott speaks up.
Sada Prescott se javlja.
The controversy of the interpretation of the 8th chapter of Daniel.
Kaže sukob oko tumačenja 8. poglavlja knjige proroka Danila.
On the daily.
Svagdašnjoj žrtvi.
Some of the brethren who ranged themselves against what was called the new view.
Neka braća koja su se svrstala protiv novog mišljenja.
And they took her writings to uphold their position.
Uzeli su njene spise da podupru svoja gledišta.
She wrote to those brethren.
Ona je napisala toj braći.
And instructed them not to use her writings to settle that controversy.
I kazala im da se ne služe njenim spisima da reše ovaj sukob.
Daniels again.
Ponovo Daniels.
I have never understood that Sister White undertook to settle historical questions.
Ja nikad nisam pomislio da je sestra White bila tu da bi se rešili historijska pitanja.
I visited her once over this matter of the daily.
Ja sam jednom razgovarao s njom o tom pitanju svakodnevne žrtve.
And I took along with me that old chart.
Ja sam uzeo sa sobom onu staru kartu.
I took that chart and laid it on her lap.
Ja sam uzeo tu kartu i stavio sam na njeno krilo.
And I took early writings.
I uzeo sam i stare pisce.
And I read it to her.
Oh, early writings, to rane spise, izvinite.
And I read it to her.
I onda sam joj čitao.
That is the part that she was supposed to have talked about the daily.
To je onaj deo je čitao u kome se smatralo da ona govori o svakodnevnoj žrtvi.
And then I told her of the controversy.
A onda sam joj ispričao o sukobu.
I went over that with her and every time.
Ja sam prešao sve ovo s njom i svaki put.
As quick as I would come to that time, she would say,
čim bi ja stigao do tog vremena, ona bi rekla,
why I know what was shown, why I know what was shown me.
A čekaj, ja znam šta mi je bilo pokazano.
That the period of the 2300 days was fixed.
Da je period od 2300 dana fiksiran.
And there would be no definite time after that.
I da posle toga više neće biti određenog vremena.
Then I would leave that.
I onda kaže, ja bi ostala na tom.
And go on about this daily.
Ja bi ostavio to pitanje i išao da proučavamo pitanje svakodnevne žrtve.
Why, she said.
Zašto, kaže ona.
Brother Daniels?
Brat Daniels.
I don't know what the daily is.
Ja ne znam šta je svakodnevna.
Whether it is paganism or Christ's ministry.
Da li je to paganizam ili Hristova služba.
That was not the thing that was shown me.
To mi nije bilo pokazano.
And then she would go off in the twilight zone right away.
A onda bi išla u onu nesigurnu zonu.
Then I would come back to the 2300 years.
A onda bi se ja vratio natrag na 2300 dana
noći. She would straighten right up and say,
a ona bi se uspravila i kazala,
that is the thing.
To je ono.
We can never move away from.
Od čega nikada ne smemo odstupiti.
Daniels again.
Ponovo Daniels.
I must again refer to the attitude of A.T. Jones.
Ja moram ponovo da se pozovem na držanje A.T. Jones.
In his heyday, you know, he just drank the whole thing in.
On u svom danu on je sve to popio zajedno.
And he would hang a man on a word.
I on bi obesio čovjeka za reč.
I have seen him take just a word in the testimonies and hang to it.
Ja sam ga video kako se hvata za jednu reč u svedočanstvima i veša se o nju.
And that would settle everything.
I smatra da bi to time rešio sve.
Just a word.
Samo jedna reč.
Prescott.
Prescott.
If a man does not believe in the verbal inspiration of the Bible,
ako čovjek ne vjeruje u verbalnu nadahnuće Biblije,
he is still in good standing.
On je i dalje u dobrom odnosu sa crkvom.
But if he says he does not believe in the verbal inspiration of the testimonies,
ali ako kaže da ne vjeruje u verbalno nadahnuće svedočanstava,
he is discounted right away.
Odmah ga odbacuju.
I think it is an unhealthful situation.
Ja mislim da je to jedno nezdravo stanje.
It puts the spirit of prophecy above the Bible.
To stavlja duh proroštva iznad Biblije.
These men had an extremely open discussion.
Ovi ljudi su vodili jednu izričito otvorenu diskusiju.
These are the men that had worked closest with Ellen White.
To su bili ljudi koji su radili neposredno u neposrednoj suradnji sa Ellen White.
During the meetings, Prescott talks about how he worked so closely in revising the Great Controversy.
U toku ovih sastanaka Prescott je objašnjavao kako je on radio usko sarađujući sa sestrom White na reviziji knjige Velika borba.
They spoke very openly in 1919.
Vrlo otvoreno su tada govorili 20. godina.
They knew how Ellen White had operated.
Oni su znali kako je Ellen White delovala.
But it was the wrong time to be open.
Ali bilo je to pogrešno vreme da se bude otvoren.
Every man that spoke openly would lose his job.
Svaki koji bi govorio otvoreno gubio bi svoj posao.
In the reactionary period of the 1920s.
U tom reakcionarnom periodu 20. godina.
Including the General Conference president.
Uključujući predsjednika generalne konferencije.
We're going to go into a time of reaction.
Sada ćemo ići na vreme reakcije.
One man will even write. One man will write.
Jedan je bio u pravu.
That academic degrees are the mark of the beast.
Da su, ako jedan čovjek bio u pravu, onda su akademske titule žig zveri.
We're moving into a time of reaction.
Sada prelazimo na vreme reakcije.
Anybody who had a PhD was automatically fired.
Onaj koji je stekao titulu doktora filozofije automatski je bio otpušten.
Was it right? Was it really, sir?
No, this was a time of purge.
Bilo je to vreme čišćenja.
As we move into the 1920s and a reactionary period in our history.
Kada pređemo u 20. godine, taj reakcionarni period naše istorije.
That can only be seen in the context of this very frightening struggle between liberalism and fundamentalism.
Koji se može sagledati pravilno jedino u svetlosti te velike borbe između liberalizma i fundamentalizma u protestantizmu.
1922 General Conference session.
1922. godine zasedanje generalne konferencije.
Every delegate will arrive and find two documents on their desk.
Svaki delegat koji je došao našao bi na svom stolu dva dokumenta.
Both of them aimed at the president of the General Conference. Against him.
Oba da dokumenta bila su usmerena protiv predsjednika generalne konferencije.
Dear brother Daniels.
Dragi brate.
Some time ago you preached a sermon in the Tacoma Park Church.
Pre nekog vremena držao si propoved u Tacoma Park crkvi.
That was the headquarters church.
To je bila crkva generalne konferencije.
In the course of your remarks you referred to a letter from a brother.
U toku svog izlaganja ti se pozvao na pismo koje si dobio od brata.
Who reported that he'd heard that some of the leaders at headquarters do not believe and follow the spirit of prophecy.
Koji ti kaže da je čuo da neke od starešina u generalnoj konferenciji ne veruju u spise duha proroštva.
You discredited the truthfulness of this report.
Ti si odbacio istinitost tog izveštaja.
And proclaimed your loyalty to the testimonies.
I objavio svoju vernost svedočanstvima.
And the loyalty of all your associates.
A isto tako i vernost svih svojih saradnika.
You are fully aware.
Ti si potpuno svestan.
That many even among the leaders.
Da mnogi čak i među starešinama.
Do not accept your claims.
Ne prihvataju tvoju tvrdnju.
The following are a few reasons for believing that your assertions.
Sledećih nekoliko razloga potvrđuju zašto verujemo u tvoje navode.
Though honestly made,
verujemo da su tvoji navodi iako pošteno izneseni,
are questionable.
A sumnjivi su.
And then we have 8 pages of assertions.
A onda imate 5 stranica optužbi.
And this man concludes.
I ovaj čovjek zaključuje.
I firmly believe.
Ja čvrsto verujem.
That the deplorable conditions found in the church today.
Da žalosno stanje koje se nalazi u crkvi danas.
Are due largely to the course you have followed.
Može se najvećim delom zahvaliti kursu koji si ti zauzeo.
In all seriousness I ask.
I potpuno ozbiljno ja pitam.
Should men be leaders in our work year after year?
Da li neko može da bude starešina u našem delu iz godine u godinu?
Who neglect to follow God's counsel?
Koji zanemaruje da sledi Božji savet?
And persist in following their own way.
I istrajan je u sledenju svoga kursa.
If you can show that I have taken a wrong position,
ako mi možeš dokazati da sam zauzeo pogrešan stav,
in the foregoing statements,
u prethodno izrečenim izjavama,
I shall gladly stand corrected.
Ja ću se radosno ispraviti.
But if you cannot prove it,
ali ako ne možete to dokazati,
what are you going to do?
Šta ćeš onda da činiš?
Well, a lot of the accusations were based upon verbalism and inerrancy.
A većina ovih optužbi bila je utemeljena na verbalizmu, verbalnoj nadahnutosti.
And the man that wrote these documents believed in both.
A ovaj čovjek koji je napisao ovo pismo verovao je.
Daniels believed in neither.
Daniels
believed in neither verbalism and inerrancy.
Yeah. Daniels nije verovao ni u verbalno nadahnuće, ni u nepogrešivost, a ovaj koji je pisao pisma verovao i jedno i drugo. Nemojte zaspati, molim vas, ovo pisanje kako znači.
The man who wrote that, by the way,
ovaj čovjek koji je napisao ovo pismo,
had been fired for stealing Ellen White documents.
Oh, mama mia. Bio je otpušten zato što je krao dokumenta iz zbirke Ellen White.
But he was a true believer.
Ali bio je pravi vernik.
But the times were very explosive.
Ali vremena su bila vrlo eksplozivna.
Adventism during the 1920s.
Adventizam u toku 20. godina
would be forced to redefine its theological position.
Bio je prisiljen da redefinira svoje teološke postavke.
In relationship to other churches.
U odnosu prema drugim crkvama.
There would be no problem with liberalism.
Da ne bi bilo problema sa liberalizmom.
That was rejected outright by Adventists.
Jer liberalizam su adventisti potpuno odbacivali.
But when we come back from our break,
ali kad se budemo vratili sa pauze,
we'll see how Adventism will be pushed unnaturally to one extreme.
Moći ćemo da vidimo kako je adventizam na neprirodan način bio gurnut u drugi ekstrem.
So in the next hour when we return,
dakle, u toku sljedećeg sata kad se budemo vratili,
we will look at Adventism in the 1920s.
Gledat ćemo, proučavat ćemo adventizam u toku 20.
And then move into the theology of M. L. Andreasen.
A onda ćemo se baviti teologijom.
And if we have time to discuss those kinds of questions, we can at the end of the class.
Ako budemo imali vremena, mi ćemo o tim pitanjima raspravljati na kraju predavanja.
At the present time I have a purpose to stay on the track.
A u ovom sadašnjem trenutku ja imam namjeru da ostanem na svom pravcu.
There are some questions that if you want to ask me, I'm very open to answer them privately.
Ima nekih pitanja koja biste vi želi da mi postavite. Ja sam sasvim spreman da odgovorim u četiri oka na ta pitanja.
And would be very happy to do so.
Ja bih bio zadovoljan da imam priliku da to učinim.
But the purpose of the course is to show the general outline of the development of Adventist theology.
Svrha ovog seminara da nam pokaže osnovne smerove razvitka adventističke teologije.
And to get to the problems that we are dealing or the issues that we're dealing with today.
I da se pozabavimo istorijatom sukoba sa kojima se suočavamo danas.
But I suddenly realized that we have 4 hours of lecture tomorrow. Is it 8 to 12 or 8 to 11?
8 to 11.
8 to 11. We only have three. I thought I might have some time left over to discuss a hermeneutic of Ellen White.
Ja sam mislio, pošto sutra imamo svega 3 časa, da ću imati nešto vremena da razmatramo hermeneutiku Ellen White.
But I may not have time to deal with that.
Ali izgleda da neću imati vremena s time baviti.
But we probably have some questions that come up that I haven't handled at all in the class.
Možda će biti nekih pitanja o stvarima o kojima uopšte nismo raspravljali u toku seminara.
And if we have time, then we'll use the last hour or so for that.
A ako budemo imali mogućnosti, mi ćemo ostaviti posljednji sat našeg seminara za ta pitanja.
But right now I'm going to go back to the issue of inspiration.
Ali sada moram da se vratim pitanju nadahnuća.
This great polarizing context of the 1920s.
I ta toj velikom sukobu, velikoj polarizaciji u toku 20. godina.
Which was a very frightening time for the church.
Koja je predstavljala jedno strašno vreme za crkvu.
And the frighteningness of that time should not be underestimated.
I nikad se taj užas koji je zahvatio crkvu ne sme podceniti.
Adventism really only saw 2 options.
Adventizam je tu video samo 2 opcije.
Liberalism or fundamentalism.
Ili liberalizam ili fundamentalizam.
Some of the graphics during the decade are very interesting.
Neke slike objavljene u toku ove dekade su veoma zanimljive.
Here is a book published in 1924.
Ovde je jedna knjiga koja je izašla 24. godine.
The title is The Battle of the Churches.
Naslov je Bitke crkava.
The subtitle is Modernism or Fundamentalism.
Pod naslov je modernizam ili fundamentalizam.
Which?
Koji?
There didn't seem to be in their mind other options.
Izgleda da po njihovom mišljenju nije bilo ni jednog drugog, ni jedne druge opcije.
It was not a time of moderation.
Nije to bilo vreme umerenosti.
Now on the cover is a church.
Na naslovnoj stranici je crkva.
And also a clergyman.
A osim toga tu je i klerik.
This man has a clerical collar.
On ima kleričku ogrlicu.
Which means he is not a conservative.
Što znači da nije konzervativac.
This is a liberal minister.
Ovo je liberalni propovednik.
And like these men out here, he has a sledgehammer.
Kao oni ljudi tu napolje, on ima čekić.
And he's going to knock the cornerstone out of the church.
I želi da ukloni ugaono kamenje iz crkve.
Having to do with the doctrine of Christ.
Koje ima veze sa doktrinama Hristovim.
And he's going to put in its place a new cornerstone.
On želi da na mesto ovoga stavi novi ugaoni kamen.
And that stone is called evolution.
A ta novi ugaoni kamen je evolucija.
And so this is a very graphic portrayal of what the brethren saw.
Ovo je veoma grafički opis onoga što su braća videla.
As the threat of that decade.
Kao opasnost koju je donosila ova dekada.
I take a look at the very first words of the book.
Ja sam pogledao upravo prve reči ove knjige.
The battle is on.
Bitka se vodi.
It must be decided whether Christianity
mora se odlučiti da li hrišćanstvo
is to accept the Holy Scriptures as the rule of faith
treba da prihvati Sveto pismo kao pravilo vere
or have its way charted by the rationalism, theories and speculations of men.
Ili da dozvoli da njegov put bude obeležen racionalizmom, teorijama i spekulacijama ljudi.
There can be no neutral ground in this controversy.
U ovoj borbi ne može biti neutralnog tla.
We must be for or against
Moramo
the
biti
truth.
Ili za ili protiv.
Argues that the fundamentalists have a problem, though.
Ali ipak kaže da ipak fundamentalisti se suočavaju s problemom.
They don't have all the fundamentals.
Nemaju sve fundamente, nemaju sve temelje.
Such as the state of the dead and the Sabbath.
Kao što je stanje mrtvih i subot.
Therefore, they claim that Adventism is really the true fundamentalism.
Zato smatra pisac knjige da je adventizam jedini pravi fundamentalizam.
But remember this, the point at issue with Adventists is inspiration.
Kao što vidite, pitanje o kome se raspravlja u adventizmu je pitanje nadahnuća.
Another book from the 1920s.
Još jedna knjiga iz 20. godine.
Called Christianity at the Crossroads.
Hrišćanstvo na raskrsnici.
There's a man here.
Evo čoveka ovde.
And he's going to the holy city.
I on ide, putuje prema svetom gradu.
Well, how do I know he's going to the holy city?
Kako ja znam da on ide prema svetom gradu?
Because he has a suitcase.
Zato što ima kofer.
And on the suitcase there's a sign.
A na koferu je znak.
It says to the holy city.
Piše prema svetom gradu.
And off in the distance he sees the kingdom, the holy city.
I tamo negde u daljini vidi se sveti grad ili Božje carstvo.
But he's come to a problem.
Ali sad se suočava s problemom.
And he has his hat off and he's scratching his head.
I češe se po glavi.
How to solve the problem?
Kako da reši taj problem?
Because now there's a fork in the road.
Zato što je sad došlo do raskrsnice.
There's no middle way, just two ways.
Nema srednjeg puta, samo dva puta.
The way to the right is fundamentalism.
Desni put je fundamentalizam.
The way to the left,
nalevo,
is modernism.
To je modernizam.
No route for a middle road.
Nema mesta za one koji srednje, koji su srednji.
Adventism in the 1920s saw no possibility of a middle way.
Dakle, adventizam 20. veka, 20. godina nije video nikakvog mesta za srednjake, za umerene.
And now we go to the back cover of the book.
A sada evo ovde zadnja stranica u korica te knjige.
A church door.
Vrata crkve.
A liberal minister.
A liberalni propovednik.
All in his ministerial garb.
Sam obučen u svoje propovedničko odelo.
And he's nailing boards across the doorway to the church to keep people out.
Zakucava daske na vratima crkve.
Well, what are the boards? Each one has a name.
Svaka od ovih dasaka ima svoje ime.
No creation.
Nema stvaranja.
No return of Jesus.
Nema Hristovog drugog dolaska.
No blood atonement.
Nema pomirenja krvlju Hristovu.
No resurrection.
Nema vaskrsenja.
No virgin birth.
Nema beskrsnog začeća.
Ah, but the top board, that's the important one.
Ali ovaj gornja daska je važna.
How do we know it's important?
Kako znamo da je važno?
Because out of the top board comes an invisible hand.
Jer iza nje se pojavljuje jedna nevidljiva ruka.
And atop the doorway of the church it writes a word.
I tu na vrhu vrata napisana jedna reč. Ona piše tu reč.
Ichabod.
Ichabod.
The glory has departed.
Znate, to je ono Ichabod što su oni Jefremovci morali da izgovore. Nestala je slava od Izraela.
What is this top board?
Šta je ova gornja daska?
No infallible Bible.
Nema nepogrešive Biblije.
And once again we find the same kind of argument inside the book.
Vidimo ovde isto to dokazivanje na stranicama knjige.
The opening sentence.
Prva rečenica.
The Christian church is being shaken today.
Danas je hrišćanska crkva uzdrmana.
With tremendous force.
Strahovitom snagom.
It has become necessary to examine its foundations.
Postalo je neophodno da se ispitaju njeni temelji.
In an effort to determine whether it can stand.
Da u naporu da se ustanovi mogu li oni opstati.
The argument goes on.
Bitka se nastavlja.
That this is a different kind of attack than we find in the 19th century.
Međutim, ovo je jedna sasvim drugačija vrsta napada na koje nailazimo u od onih u 19. veku
that came from outside the church.
Koje su crkvu napadale spolja.
This would come from the inside.
Ovi crkvu napada iznutra.
By those who were supposed to be defending the church.
To su oni za koje se pretpostavljalo da trebaju da brane crkvu.
And of course those things are true.
Naravno, to je istina.
The church perceived correctly
crkva je pravilno shvatila
that it was living in troublous times.
Da živi u teško vreme.
What it didn't see correctly,
ali ono što nije videla pravilno,
is there was no room for Adventism's traditional moderate position on inspiration.
Da nema mesta za adventističku umerenu poziciju po pitanju nadahnuća.
What was that moderate position?
Kakva je to bila umerena pozicija?
1883 General Conference session.
883. zasedanje generalne konferencije.
The only resolution passed by the General Conference on the nature of inspiration.
To je jedina rezolucija koju je donela generalna konferencija o prirodi nadahnuća.
We believe that the light given by God to his servants,
mi verujemo da videlo koje Bog dao svojim slugama,
is by the enlightenment of the mind.
Bilo je dato prosvetljenjem njihovog uma.
Thus imparting the thoughts.
Na taj način utičući na misli.
And not except in rare cases.
a ne osim u retkim slučajevima,
the very words,
same reči,
in which the idea should be expressed.
U kojima će se ta ideja izraziti.
In 1883,
dakle, 1883. godine,
the General Conference went on record.
Generalna konferencija je zabeležila
as being against verbal inspiration,
da je protiv verbalnog nadahnuća,
and in harmony with thought inspiration,
a u skladu sa nadahnućem putem misli.
That would be the same position that Ellen White held.
To je bila ista pozicija koje se držala Ellen White.
I read from First Selected Messages, page 21.
Ja čitam iz prve knjige Izabranih svjedočanstava, 21. strana.
The Bible is written by inspired men.
Bibliju su napisali nadahnuti ljudi.
But it is not God's mode of thought and expression.
Ali ona nije napisana po Božjem načinu mišljenja i izražavanja.
It is that of humanity.
Već ljudsko.
God as a writer is not represented.
Bog kao pisac nije predstavljen.
God has not put himself in words.
Bog nije sebe stavio u reči.
In logic.
U logiku.
In rhetoric.
U retoriku.
On trial in the Bible.
Na probu u Bibliji.
The writers of the Bible were God's penmen, not his pen.
Pisci Biblije bili su Božji pisari, a ne njegovo pero.
It is not the words of the Bible that are inspired.
Nisu reči Biblije nadahnute,
but the men who were inspired.
Već su ljudi koji su je pisali nadahnuti.
Inspiration acts not on the man's words.
Nadahnuće deluje ne na čovjekove reči,
or his expressions,
ili njegove izraze,
but on the man himself.
Već na samoga čovjeka.
Who under the influence of the Holy Ghost,
koji pod utjecajem Svetoga Duha,
is imbued with thoughts,
je ispunjen mislima,
but the words receive the impress of the individual mind.
Međutim, reči su pod utjecajem pojedinačnog uma.
The divine mind and will is combined with a human mind and will.
Božanski um i volja su na taj način kombinovani sa ljudskim umom i voljom.
Thus the utterances of the man are the words of God.
I tako izrazi čovjeka postaju Božja reč.
So both the General Conference and Ellen White were on record.
Dakle, kao što vidite, i Generalna konferencija i Ellen White su zabeležili
against a rigid view of inspiration.
Da su protiv tog ukočenog gledanja na pitanje nadahnuća.
A rigid view that has caused endless arguing and trouble both in Adventism and the fundamental churches.
Taj ukočeno gledanje na pitanje nadahnuća koje je izazvalo bezbrojne sukobe i bezbrojne teškoće i unutar adventističke crkve i unutar hrišćanskih protestantskih crkava.
Page 22.
Izabrana svjedočanstva, prva knjiga, 22. strana.
First Selected Messages. The Lord speaks to human beings in imperfect speech.
Gospod govori ljudskom biću nesavršenim jezikom.
In order that the degenerate senses, the dull earthly perception,
da bi njegova degenerisana čula, njegova potupljena zemaljska percepcija,
of earthly beings may comprehend his words.
Njega kao zemaljskog bića mogla da razume njegove reči.
This is shown by God's condescension.
To je pokazano i Božjim poniženjem.
He meets fallen human beings where they are.
On se sreće sa grešnim ljudskim bićima tamo gde su ona.
The Bible, perfect as it is in its simplicity,
Biblija savršena kao što jeste u svojoj jednostavnosti,
does not answer to the great ideas of God.
Ne odgovara na velike ideje Božje.
For infinite ideas,
jer beskrajne ideje,
cannot be perfectly embodied in finite vehicles of thought.
Ne mogu se savršeno uklopiti u ograničena oruđa misli.
The penman selected the most expressive language.
Pisari biraju najizražajniji jezik
through which to convey the truths
preko kojega žele da prenesu istine.
Sinful beings can only bear to look upon a shadow, the brightness of heaven's glory.
Grešna bića mogu da podnesu jedino da pogledaju u senku sjaja nebeske slave.
Ellen White had a moderate view on both inspiration.
Ellen White je imala umereni pogled i na pitanje nadahnuća.
And had never claimed inerrancy.
Nikad nije tvrdila da je nepogrešiva.
But those who spent their time fighting over revisions of her works.
Ali oni koji su provodili svoje vreme u borbi oko revizije njenih dela.
Over this word or that word.
Oko ove reči ili one reči.
And caused endless troubles for her.
Izazvali njoj bezbrojne muke.
Didn't understand how she worked.
Nisu razumeli na koji način je ona delovala.
This moderate view.
Ovaj umereni pogled.
Will be lost to Adventism.
Bio je izgubljen u adventizmu.
During the 1920s.
Tamo negde 20. Godina.
I read from a textbook commissioned by the General Conference.
Ja čitam iz jednog udžbenika koji je odobrila Generalna konferencija.
1926.
Od 26. Godine.
Bible Doctrines for Seventh-day Adventist Colleges.
Kaže biblijska doktrina za adventističke koleđe.
Written by B. L. House.
Napisao je House.
In this book,
u ovoj knjizi,
in harmony with the fundamentalistic spirit of the times,
u skladu sa fundamentalizmom svoga vremena,
he argues against thought inspiration and for verbal inspiration.
Ovaj pisac zastupa ustaje protiv nadahnuća misli i zastupa verbalnu inspiraciju.
I read from page 60.
Da čitam tekst na 60. stranici knjige.
The Old Testament,
Stari zavet,
is therefore as much the word of God.
Je stoga isto toliko Božja reč.
As though God spoke every single word of it with his own lips.
Da je Bog izgovorio svaku pojedinu reč u njemu.
Page 66,
stranica,
talking about what he called full inspiration.
Ovdje on govori onome što naziva potpunim nadahnućem.
He says this is sometimes called verbal inspiration.
Nekad se to zove verbalno nadahnuće.
And holds that all scripture is inspired.
Ako je sve pismo od Boga dano.
That the selection of the very words of scripture.
Onda biranje same reči.
Was overruled by the Holy Spirit.
Je bilo vođeno Svetim Duhom.
And then he goes on and talks about
onda ide dalje i govori
inerrancy in terms of historical facts.
Govori o nepogrešivosti kao istorijskoj činjenici.
That position.
Ova pozicija
will become the dominant position in Adventism for the next few decades.
Postaće dominantna pozicija adventističkoj crkvi u toku nekoliko sljedećih dekada.
It would be the position that I was taught in the early 1960s.
To je bila pozicija koju su mene učili početkom 60. Godina.
That if one problem was found,
ako se neki problem našao,
the whole thing must be wrong.
Onda cela stvar mora biti pogrešna.
I still remember as a young theological student.
Ja se još uvek sećam jednog mladog studenta teologije.
Wondering how Samuel could say a different number than Kings on how many Amalekites were killed.
Pita se kako u knjizi proroka Samuila su navedene druge brojke nego što je u knjizi o carevima rečeno o broju ubijenih Amaličana.
Or how many demoniacs were cured?
Zatim, koliko opsednutih je Hristos izlečio?
Was it one or two?
Da li ih je bilo jedan ili dvojica?
Or how could Matthew get so confused?
Kako se Matej mogao tako zabuniti?
In describing a quotation to Jeremiah when he should have said Zechariah.
da opisuje citat iz knjige Jeremine, a u stvari citira Zahari.
I've been taught the very things that had driven A.T. Jones out of the church when he found out that Ellen White had problems.
Meni je bilo rečeno da su te iste stvari isterale Jonesa iz crkve kada je ustanovio da postoje.
We had moved into a position that caused endless wrangling.
Mi smo došli, dakle, sad u jedno stanje beskrajnog cepidlačenja.
Over details.
Oko detalja.
And it set us off into theological tangents that nobody ever asked us to defend.
I ponekad smo morali da branimo neka teološka stanovišta koja niko nije ni tražio da brani.
This will be one of the things that happens to Adventism that's during the 1920s.
To je dakle jedno od onoga što se događalo Adventizmu u toku 20. godina.
A very rigid view.
Veoma ukočena gledišta.
Of inspiration.
O nadahnuću.
For both Ellen White.
O Ellen White.
And the Bible.
I o Bibliji.
A view that could not be defended from inside Scripture.
To su bila gledišta koja se nisu mogla opravdati iz pisma.
The tragedy of this whole business on inspiration.
A tragedija celog tog posla oko nadahnuća
is that the fundamentalists fought the liberals on their own ground of human reason.
Da su se fundamentalisti sudarali sa liberalima na liberalnom bojnom polju racionalizma.
The only way you can find out about inspiration is to go into the Bible and see how it uses itself.
Da, jedini način da razumete kako deluje nadahnuće jeste da se obratite Bibliji da vam ona to sama objasni.
We'll come back to the issue of inspiration in the last section.
Mi ćemo se vratiti na ovo pitanje nadahnuća u posljednjem delu.
Meanwhile, in the 1920s,
u međuvremenu, tamo negde 20-ih,
we will see one other major development in Adventist theology.
Vidjet ćemo jedan drugi važan razvoj u adventističkoj teologiji.
And that will be a revived interest in righteousness by faith.
To je bilo obnovljeno interesovanje za pitanje opravdanja verom.
For the first two decades of this century, that interest was largely in the background.
U toku prve dve dekade ovaj interes je bio negde u pozadini.
The first decade was preoccupied with problems in the church.
Prva dekada bila je preokupirana problemima u crkvi.
Particularly the Kellogg schism.
Posebno Kellogizmu.
The second decade would be dominated by the problems in Europe with World War I.
Druga dekada je bila također preokupirana problemima koje su nastali u Evropi u toku Prvog svjetskog rata.
But by 1920 the church would be ready to lift up once again the heart of righteousness by faith.
Ali 20. godine crkva je bila ponovo spremna da uzdigne zastavu istine.
Many writers will come out on the topic.
Mnogi pisci će se pojaviti da pišu ovoj tematici.
One of them would be W.W. Prescott.
Jedan od njih je Prescott.
1920, he wrote The Doctrine of Christ.
20. godine on je napisao knjigu Hristova doktrina.
Another would be Meade McQuire.
Drugi je Meade McQuire.
He will become an extremely popular preacher.
On je postao jedan izuzetno popularan govornik.
On topics related to salvation.
O pitanjima koja se odnose na spasenje.
In many ways, Meade McQuire will be the Morris Vanden of his generation.
Na mnogo načina, Meade McQuire bio je Morris Vanden svoga vremena.
1924, he published The Life of Victory.
24. godine objavio je knjigu Život pobede.
1927,
27. godine,
His Cross and Mine.
Njegov krst i moj.
And behind this whole revival would largely be one man.
A iza sveg ovog obnovljenja i probuđenja uglavnom je stajao jedan čovjek.
The recent president of the General Conference.
Nedavni predsjednik generalne konferencije.
That's A.T.
Daniels.
Daniels will inspire a whole generation of young men.
Daniels je nadahnuo celu generaciju mladih.
to preach Christ and his righteousness.
Da propovedaju Hrista u njegovoj pravednosti.
In 1926, Daniels himself will publish a book.
26. Godine Daniel se sam objavio knjigu.
That will be very significant in Adventist history.
Koja je postala veoma značajna u adventističkoj istoriji.
That book's title is Christ Our Righteousness.
Naslov knjige je Hristos naša pravednost.
I translated it. Okay. Yeah, we have it.
It's in,
yeah, we have it in our language.
Christ Our Righteousness.
Ta knjiga Hristos naša pravednost
was the first examination of the issue of salvation at Minneapolis.
Bila je prvo ispitivanje pitanja spasenja od vremena Minneapolisa.
The issue had been lost.
To pitanje bilo zagubljeno.
Not one Adventist book had really treated it.
Ni jedna adventistička knjiga nije se stvarno njime bavila.
The histories of Adventism.
Historija adventizma.
Loughborough's histories in 1892 and 1905.
Loughborough's historia koja je napisana 92. i 95.
And Amy Olson's book in 1925.
Isto tako Olsonova knjiga iz
1925. Did not have one word.
Ni jednu reč ne posvećuju
on the issue of righteousness by faith at Minneapolis.
Pitanju opravdanja verom na konferenciji u Minneapolis.
And so in 1926, Daniels resurrects the topic.
Prema tome, 26. Godine, Daniels vaskrsava ovo pitanje.
His book is largely a compilation of Ellen White's writings related to Minneapolis.
Njegova knjiga je najvećim delom kompilacija onoga što je Ellen White kazala na generalnoj konferenciji u Minneapolis.
Because of this resurrection of these issues, this book becomes a central book in Adventist historical development.
I upravo zato što je ponovo pokrenula ovo pitanje, ova knjiga je postala centralna knjiga u razvoju adventizma. Kao što znate, ova knjiga je prevedena, mi je imamo na našem jeziku i verovatno imate i u biblioteci. Ne, na srpskom jeziku postoji. Molim? Hristos naša pravednost. Mala knjiga, ali fantastična. Izašla je pre 10-15 godina.
1928.
Leroy E. Froom
publishes The Coming of the Comforter.
Poblavljuje knjigu Dolazak utešitelja.
A book on the Holy Spirit.
A to je knjiga o Svetome Duhu.
The first Adventist book to really treat the Holy Spirit as a person.
To je prva adventistička knjiga koja tretira Svetoga Duha stvarno kao ličnost.
And once again, as we saw in the 90s,
i ponovo, kao što smo to videli 90. Godina,
whenever you begin to deal with salvation,
kada god počne da se bavite spasenjem,
you also need to deal with the Holy Spirit.
Morate se baviti Svetim Duhom.
And a book of importance was written also in 1928.
28. Godine napisana je također jedna značajna knjiga.
Taylor G. Bunch.
Napisao je Taylor Bunch.
This book, it was not a big book.
To nije bila velika knjiga.
But it becomes significant because of its topic.
Ali je postala značajna zbog svoje tematike.
The title of the little book,
naslov te male knjige,
40 Years in the Wilderness.
40 godina u pustinji.
In type and anti-type.
Tip i anti-tip.
Bunch is one of the young men who would be inspired by Daniels.
Bunch je jedan od mladih ljudi koje je nadahnuo Daniels.
It had, by 1928, it had been 40 years since Minneapolis.
A 28. Godine prošlo je već 40 godina od konferencije u Minneapolis.
Bunch will argue
Bunch dokazuje
that the turning away from the kingdom at Minneapolis,
da je okretanje od carstva u Minneapolisu,
was comparable to the Kadesh Barnea tragedy of ancient Israel.
Moglo se uporediti sa tragedijom kod Kadesh Barne u adventističkoj istoriji.
He asserted that both groups
on je rekao da obe ove istine
had turned back into the wilderness.
Vratile su nas natrag u pustinju.
On the very borders of the promised land.
Sa samih granica obećane zemlje.
Bunch is one of those who would definitely view Adventism's reaction to Jones and Wagner.
Bunch je jedan od onih koji sasvim određeno vidi reakciju Adventizma na navode Jonesa i Wagnera.
At Minneapolis.
Na konferenciji u Minneapolisu.
As a spiritual failure.
Kao duhovni poraz.
But he had high hopes.
Ali on unosi nadu.
That Adventism's 40 years in the wilderness.
Da je Adventizam posle 40 godina u pustinji.
Would soon be over.
Biti konačno pobednik.
And Christ would come.
I da će Hristos doći.
And so we have two major theological events in the 1920s.
Prema tome 20 godina imamo dva velika događaja na području teologije.
The first would be a polarization to rigidity in terms of inspiration.
Prva bi bila polarizacija prema rigidnosti ili ukočenosti po pitanju nadahnuća.
The second will be a revival of interest in righteousness by faith.
Druga je bilo pojavljivanje novog interesa, oživljavanje interesa prema pitanju opravdanja verom.
And a revival of interest in the Minneapolis discussion on righteousness by faith.
I osim toga obnavljanje interesa prema diskusijama koje su o pitanju opravdanja verom vođene na konferenciji u Minneapolisu.
And that brings us to our third topic in this time period.
I to nas dovodi do treće tematike u ovom periodu.
The theology of M, L, and race.
Do teologije M.L. Andreasena.
Andreasen was a conference president.
Andreasen je bio predsjednik oblasti.
A college administrator.
Bio je upravitelj koleđa.
A theologian.
Teolog.
And an author.
And
an author.
I autor.
He was Adventism's leading theologian.
On je bio vodeći teolog u Adventizmu.
From the late 1930s.
Od tamo negde 30. Kraja 30. Godina 19. Veka, 20. Veka.
Throughout the 1940s.
Sve tamo do 40. Godina.
Andreasen would write some 15 books.
Andreasen je napisao nekih 15. Knjiga.
His special field of interest was the sanctuary.
Njegovo posebno područje interesovanja bilo je svetilište.
And the work of atonement.
I delo pomirenja.
Two books of his will be a special interest for our topic here.
Dve njegove knjige su veoma zanimljive za našu tematiku ovdje.
The first will be the sanctuary service.
Prva je bila služba u svetilištu.
That's translated, I tell you.
What?
Is that translated into the...
No, the book is not.
Okay, I just wondered.
Troubles the translation.
Yeah.
No, we have none.
Okay. Which was first published in 1937.
Ona je prvi put objavljena 37. Godine.
And republished essentially the same in 1947.
I u skoro istom obliku ponovo objavljena 47.
The other book of interest to us will be titled The Book of Hebrews.
Zatim sljedeća knjiga koja bi bila interesantna za nas je knjiga pod naslovom Poslanica Evrejima.
Published in 1948.
Ona je objavljena 48. godine.
Andreasen will become the most influential Adventist theologian in the 20th century.
Andreasen će postati najuticajniji adventistički teolog u 20. veku.
As I noted yesterday,
kao što sam istakao juče,
you will either agree with his theology,
vi se morate ili složiti s njegovom teologijom,
or have some serious problems with it.
Ili ćete upasti u veoma ozbiljne probleme.
There's one thing that you cannot do with his theology.
Ima nešto što ne možete činiti s njegovom teologijom.
And that is be neutral toward it.
A to je da budete neutralni prema njegovom radu.
The ideas are just too powerful.
Njegove od ideje su suviše snažne za to.
Well, his most lasting contribution to Adventism.
Njegov najtrajniji doprinos adventizmu.
Might be thought of as final generation theology.
Final generation.
Final last
generation. Njegova teologija posljednje završne generacije.
He would develop this last generation theology.
On je razvio ovu svoju teologiju posljednje generacije.
To its maturity in the 1930s.
Ona je sazrela tamo negde
30.
30. godina, da.
It seems to me,
izgleda meni,
as I look at this theology,
kada razmatram tu teologiju,
that is this final generation theology,
da ova teologija posljednje generacije,
that there seems to be four main points that undergird it.
Ima četiri tačke koje obuhvata.
The first,
prva,
the cleansing of the soul temple.
Prvo je čišćenje hrama duše.
On the day of atonement,
na dan pomirenja.
Here on earth,
ovde na zemlji.
While the high priest is cleansing the heavenly sanctuary
dok
above.
Dok veliki prvosveštenik čisti svetilište na nebu.
This dual cleansing of the sanctuary,
ovo dvostruko čišćenje svetilišta,
both the human heart here on earth and the heavenly sanctuary above,
ovde na zemlji i nebeskog svetilišta gore na nebu,
goes clear back to Bates's interpretation in the 1840s.
Kao da se poziva na Batesovo tumačenje iz 1840.
A second point upon which his theology rests,
drugi oslonac njegove teologije,
or Ellen White's statements,
to je izjava Ellen White
in Great Controversy and Early Writings,
u velikoj borbi i u ranim spisima,
regarding the final generation,
kada kaže o posljednjoj generaciji,
going through the time of trouble without a mediator,
da će ona proći kroz vreme posljednje nevolje bez posrednika.
A third pillar,
treći stup,
that undergirds his theology,
na kojemu počiva njegova teologija,
are Ellen White's statements such as the one found in Christ Object Lessons, page 69.
To je jedna izjava Ellen White koja se može naći u knjizi Hristove priče,
where it says that Christ is waiting with longing desire,
u kojoj kaže da Hristos čeka sa dubokom čežnjom,
with the manifestation of himself in his church.
Da se manifestuje u svojoj crkvi.
When the character of Christ shall be perfectly reproduced.
Kada će se karakter Hristov savršeno prikazati.
In his people.
U njegovom narodu.
Then he will come to claim them as his own.
Da ih uzme kao svoje.
A fourth undergirding idea.
A četvrta ideja.
The same line of thought.
Isti niz misli.
That led A.T. Jones to conclude that God's end-time people.
Koji je naveo Jonesa da kaže da Boži narod posljednjeg vremena.
Would be a demonstration to the universe.
Biće demonstracija svemiru.
A people whose lives would proclaim.
Naroda čiji život objavljuje.
Here are they that keep the commandments of God.
Ovde su oni koji drže zapovesti Božje.
That same line of thought.
Ista taj niz misli.
Would inform Andreasen's theology.
Na neki način prožima Andreasenovu teologiju.
Thus we can begin to see Andreasen as a theological link.
Na taj način mi možemo sagledati Andreasena kao teološku kariku.
Between the post 1888 Jones Wagoner Prescott theology,
između one teologije Jonesa Wagonera i Prescotta iz 40. godina,
and the perfectionistic groups,
izvinite, 80. godina,
that would arise in Adventism,
i onog pokreta koji će se pojaviti u adventizmu,
in the 1960s and 1970s,
60. i 70. godina ovoga veka,
in reaction to questions on doctrine.
U kao reakcija na pitanja o doktrini. the questions of doctrine that was book published.
That's a book. We'll come to that tomorrow.
To je reakcija na onu knjigu, pitanja, doktrinalna pitanja koja se pojavila.
So Andreasen holds a central position.
Na taj način Andreasen zauzima centralno mesto
between the post 1888
između onih post minapolijskih tumačenja.
I did not say 1888 theology.
Ja ne kažem teologije 88.
Because it changed.
Jer ona se promenila.
So between the post-Minneapolis theology and the development of the aggressive white right-wing groups in the church in the 60s.
O post-Minneapolis-koj teologiji I agresivnoj teologiji koja se pojavila kasnije.
It should be noted at this point
treba zapaziti u ovom trenutku
that during this early period
da u toku ovog ranog perioda
Andreasen makes no argument or even hardly a mention of the human nature of Christ.
Andreasen I ne spominje I ne diskutuje o ljudskoj prirodi Isusa Hrista.
That does not need to be done in the 30s or the 40s or even the early 50s.
To nije bilo potrebno da se čini ni 30-ih, ni 40-ih, ni prvih godina 50-og
because it seems that the vast majority of Adventists
jer izgleda da je pretežna većina adventista
assumed that he had been born with sinful tendencies to sin.
Pretpostavljala da je on bio rođen sa urođenim grešnim sklonostima.